There are some serious economics at play in the DeSantis versus Disney feud, and we've got news. It is the business news headlines for Thursday, the 18th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. In other news, the Supreme Court says that online platforms are not liable for content posted by others. All right, homebuyers, we've got some news about mortgage rates today. It seems that ice is a big deal over at Starbucks. Meanwhile, Chick-fil-A will close its first ever restaurant. Yesterday, Target reported higher sales of essentials. Now Walmart joins that retail chorus. Russia has been getting airplane parts from the U.S. It is illegal, but also true. We've got the Wall Street Report and some pot news for you. For the interview, you'll hear from immigration attorney Lori Chesser as we talk workforce, attitudes, and more. Let's go.
Insight on Business, News, and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Hey, you want to reach out on Twitter? We are there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the ongoing feud between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the Disney company has some real economic impact issues. Like what? Like Disney announcing it will not move forward with another Disney campus. CNN is reporting that Disney is scrapping plans to build a new campus that would have brought thousands of employees to Florida, citing changing business conditions. The decision comes at a time when the company is openly feuding with the state's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, is expected to officially enter the 2024 GOP presidential race sometime next week. It's also tense for Disney as the media industry grapples with a difficult advertising environment and a massive writer's strike. The campus in Lake Nona, Florida, in the greater Orlando area, was expected to add 2,000 jobs. Disney and DeSantis have been sparring for over a year about a controversial piece of legislation the governor signed that restricts the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. And now, there is real money and jobs at stake. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on two online media cases and said in both that the digital companies like Twitter and Google cannot be held responsible for terror-related content posted by others. It was a big win for Silicon Valley and a major loss for critics who have said these tech platforms have little to no accountability. The High Court ruled that Twitter will not have to face accusations that it aided terrorism when it hosted tweets created by the terror group ISIS. The court also dismissed Gonzalez versus Google, another case about social media content moderation. The court also took a pass on an invitation to narrow a key federal liability shield for websites, known as Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The decision leaves a lower court ruling in place that protected social media platforms from a broad range of content moderation lawsuits. Home mortgage rates have climbed upward yet again. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.39% in the week that ended on May 18. That was up from 6.35% just the week before. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 5.25%. CNN reports that mortgage rates topped 5% for the first time since 2011, a little more than a year ago, and have remained over 5% for all but 1 week during the past year. Since then, they've gone as high as 7.08%, which was reached last November. All of this has an impact on home purchases, especially for first-time home buyers. It was another winning day on Wall Street as investors came back to the blue chips in the final hour of the trade. All three benchmark indexes settled in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. All right, we took a studio poll, and it seems that nobody here drinks Starbucks iced beverages. But for those of you who do, ice is now the new thing to be outraged about. CNN is reporting that Starbucks customers who order cold beverages will now have to sip on nugget ice in their drinks, ice pieces which, by the way, are smaller than the chain's current cubes. Ice is a key ingredient for the coffee giant, especially since its iced handcrafted beverages now account for about 75% of its sales. Ice is also, apparently, a flashpoint for its customers. Some say the ice melts faster and waters down their drink, and that is a claim that Starbucks denies. Starbucks said in a statement that the new ice machines that use less water will be rolled out to all of its stores over the next couple of years. Well, there's a food court Chick-fil-A restaurant in Georgia that will close its doors. Now, normally that's not a big story, unless you know that this, back in 1987, was the very first Chick-fil-A location in the country. The restaurant, located in the Greenbrier Mall of Atlanta, was not only the first Chick-fil-A restaurant, it may have been one of the first food court restaurants in America. The reason it's closing is not clear. However, like other malls, the Greenbrier has been plagued by a loss of foot traffic. The nation's largest retail chain, Walmart, posted strong sales numbers for the recent quarter and upped its guidance for the rest of the year. However, the company, like Target, said shoppers are trending toward food items and other household essentials and foregoing discretionary products like home goods, electronics, and clothing. And the company said shoppers are opting for Walmart's cheaper private label food brands to save money. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, millions of dollars in airline parts have flooded into the rogue nation, even though there are restrictions against those sales. Business Insider is reporting that over $14 million worth of U.S.-made aircraft parts illegally entered Russia just last year. One scheme involved two Russian nationals allegedly shipping Boeing and Airbus parts from places like Florida and China. All of this despite Western sanctions preventing exports, suggesting the strategy isn't as bulletproof as governments had hoped. Well, stocks ended the day higher for the second day in a row, as investors are in hopes that a debt deal limit will be in the works. In the final hour of the trade, investors came back to the blue chips, and the Dow ended the day up by 115 points to close at 33,535. Meanwhile, on some positive legal news out of the Supreme Court, the tech-heavy NASDAQ posted a gain of 188 points to settle at 12,688 as it reached a nine-month high. Meanwhile, the broad-based S&P 500 picked up 29 points to end the trade at 41.98. And as we went into studio, West Texas Intermediate crude was trading down at $71.99 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with an increasing number of positive pot tests. American workers' drug tests are coming back positive for marijuana at a record rate. The Wall Street Journal reports that a Quest Diagnostics analysis reveals 4.3% of the 6 million general workforce drug tests that it screened last year showed marijuana use. That's up from 3.9% in 2021, and represents a 25-year high. Meanwhile, positivity rates for post-accident tests tripled since 2012. Several states have legalized recreational or marijuana use during that same time period. However, due to a labor shortage, some companies are dropping pot screening for various jobs. For example, Amazon is among the firms that have dropped marijuana testing from drug screenings for certain roles, saying that such testing, quote, disproportionately impacts people of color and acts as a barrier to employment, end quote. Hey, speaking of employment, we have often reported on the workforce issue of not enough people in the U.S. to take the millions of open jobs on the market. And we have suggested in the past that one way to fix this would be to increase rather than decrease immigration. Today, you'll hear from immigration attorney Lori Chesser from the Denton's Davis Brown Law Firm and what she is experiencing in her work. Stay with us and click ahead.